Bava Basra Perkhes. We're learning now a new limud, which is really going to go through the next few parakim, almost to the end of the Masechta. This is Parshas Nachlois. Many, many blat with shvera tifa sugis. The basis of Parshas Nachlois is in Parshas Pinchas, in the context of the Shailo Benoit Salavchod. And that's the way the Torah introduced it. Vayem Hashem HaMoshe Lema Kein Benoit Salavchod Doivrois. Give them a nachla. The understanding was, that was their shayla, is that it was poshut that nachla is to sons, the nachla in Eretz Yisrael, that is. B'nai Salofcha, that didn't have any brothers, would teveh their chelik in nachla. The Torah says that when there's no sons, then a daughter is neichel b'mkoimon. And then the Torah gives a seyde nachlois, and that's what we're going to be learning up now. Yesh neichlin u'manchilin. There are cases, Mishnah uses a standard type of hagdoma. Cases like this, cases like that. There are four different eifanim. Noichlin means there are those that are noichel, which means those that are yerish. Now we have to point out that when we say somebody is yerish, his father, there's no verb to that. Yerusha is not an act, it's a midi de memela. When a person passes away, automatically the nechosim, the Torah, is Moirish his nechosim to his children. From that's when the lashon of Chazal is that the ben is yerish es oviv, even though there's nothing that he really does. He's not a makabel of the nechosim from his father's estate. The estate passes automatically to the child. The Torah calls that noichlin. There are those that are noichel their ancestors when those people pass away. Umanchilin. There are relationships which are noichel, and there are also manchel. The moirish is manchel again. The manchel doesn't do anything. When a person passes away, he's not doing anything. He's not giving over his nechos to his children. He passes away. Memela, his child, takes his nechosim. There are cases that are yesh noichelin v'loy manchilim. The cases where one party is noichel, the person who passed away, but the person who passed away is not manchel that person. There's another case of manchilim v'noi loichlin, the same way there's noichlin v'loi manchilin, there's manchilin v'loi noichlin, loi noichlin v'loi manchilin, to relationships which don't have any Yerusha whatsoever, not up and not down, not giving and not getting. Obviously the missing is sosim v'loi pirush, now we're going to be mefash. Ve'elu noichlin u'manchilin. These are the regular familiar relationships which carry with it a relationship of Yerusha. Ho'aves abonim. A father is manchil to his children. Like we said, when he has sons, Ishki Yomis, the Pasuk says, Ishki Yomis u ben ein loy, vavartem snach losa lebitoy. The rabbin's losh na gemara. B'mokim bas atem mavir nachlo me'av, v'i atem mavir nachlo me'av, b'mokim achim. Havoras nachlois is the term that's used in the Torah for a nachla going out of its natural place. The natural place, Lamashal, in the context of the parsha over there, is Yerusha Eretz Yisrael. Yerusha Eretz Yisrael, the karka that's given, the land that's given to one shevet, should stay by that shevet. Which, in the natural course of events, when a person dies and leaves over sons, it goes to his sons. After they die, it goes to their son. So it stays in the family. What happens if a person doesn't have a son and he has a daughter? So the nachla goes to the daughter. The daughter could marry out of the shevet, and all of a sudden a piece of land which was for Doros and Shevet Zvulun would be going to Shevet Yisachar. Because of that, the Torah uses the terminology of Vahavartim es nachlosa lebitoy. It's a havora. It's a transfer from place to place. It's not the natural progression. The Loshon HaChazal is brokare davua. The child steps into the father's shoes. But a daughter, there's a bazunder chiddush of Yerusha Sabas, but there's a havaras nachl. Because of that, the pasuk at the end of Parashas Masay is that going into Eretz Yisrael, b'nois Salofkot have to marry from their shevet. In order that the nachla in Eretz Yisrael was taken by Shevet Menashe, which is where they came from, and they shouldn't marry from Shevet Ephraim, or even further, to Shevet Zvulun, and then the nachla would make a havora from place to place. That is what the Torah calls a havora, where there's a ben, so the nachla is not mavir, there's Yerusha there. Now, the Neuchlin U'Manchilin aspect over here is that what happens if a person dies without children? So then, his Yerusha can't go down to the next generation. Where does it go? It goes up to his father. The same way a person's natural Yerush is his son. The person's next of kin, if there's no son, there's no daughter, is his father. And that's what's called Neuchlin U'Manchilin. The Mishnah then says, V'abonim Isoav. And the Rishonim explained that really it's redundant, because if you say Ho'av is Habonim is Neuchlin U'Manchilin, so then Habonim es Ho'av are also Neuchlin U'Manchilin. Either you say it's extra, but the Mishnah mentions it for both, or you'll say that the emphasis over here is in order to, when there's a ben, so then there's no bas. That means like this: when a person dies, his natural Yerush is his son. If he doesn't have sons, his daughter. Mashenkin, if he doesn't have sons or daughters, his father. The father is Yerush, even though it's not a Havara per se, but it's not the natural order of Nachlo. We don't say that the father has Kedima over a daughter. No, a person's children have Kedima. Now, what's not pointed out over here, but it'll be pointed out in the next Mishnah, is what happens if a person doesn't have children, they predeceased him, but he has Eniklach, he has grandchildren. That'll be in the next Mishnah. Let's move on to the next case. Ho'achin min ho'av, noichlin u'manchilin. Brothers from the father. This is a very, very important halacha. Brothers are the next of kin. That means if a person dies, he doesn't have children. His father is his next of kin, the Yerusha that he leaves over. Again, if he doesn't have children or grandchildren, that'll be moving in the next Mishnah. It goes to his father. If his father is not alive, then his next of kin in Hilchas Yerusha is his brother. But the Parsha of Yerusha recognizes the familial relationship mikoyach the mishpachas ho'av. Mishpachas ho'av v'loy mishpachas ho'em. The Gemara says the Moshe l'gabe yibum, also two brothers, are considered brothers, l'gabe yibum, brothers min ho'av. The fact that they share a mother or they don't share a mother is not here nor there. The Yerusha and the relationship that creates that Yerusha goes achin min ho'av. That's neichlu manchilin. There is a mokum lodun, however. The terminology in the Gemara of a Yerush, which is not alive, but you use that relationship to be meirish to somebody else, is called mishmush. For example, when brothers yarshin from each other, there's a mokum lodun. L'chare, the brothers are not yarshim, the children are yarshim, or a person's father's is yarish. What happens is that the Yerusha, if a person dies and unfortunately doesn't have neither sons nor daughters, so Yerusha goes to his father, the father, the father passed away before him. Hopefully. He lived into an old age, the father died before him. If that's the case, the Gemara says, the father really is Yerush Bakever. If the father is Yerush Bakever, now the father's dead. So who the father Meirish, what he got from his son? Reuven and Shimon are two brothers, their father is Yaakov. Reuven died, unfortunately doesn't have children. The Yerusha goes to Yaakov, his father. Yaakov is not alive, so the Yerusha Bakever, that he never got really, but it's really familiar, in the familial sense, he should have gotten the Yerusha, now he's merged to his sons. Sons, not daughters, of course. So because of that, the brothers are yashing from each other, but not because brothers are yashing from each other, but because the brothers are yashing from their father, who is the natural Yerush of the son, b'mokim, that there's no children. So that yesh lodin, if brothers are merish each other, or if a brother is really only a Yerush of the father, and the father is Yerush from the son. Now really you could ask the same Shiloh, what happens if a person, his son predeceased him, and he has a grandson. His son left over his son. The Yerusha is going to go to his grandson, like we'll see in the next Mishnah. Is that because a grandson is Yerush his grandfather? Or is that because the grandson is Yerush his father? Who's Yerush his father? Bakever. The process of being Yerush Bakever is called Mishmush. Mishmush is some type of definition of something that's happening. It touches, it goes, but it doesn't really go. The money never went into the person who's Bakever's bank account. It just was considered in the familial sense his in order to be merged to somebody else. The nafkemina of this is like this. The only relationships that we're clearing, if they're straight Yerusha or they're Derech Mishmush, is two brothers or a grandson. The grandson, Pashtus, the Gemara says, is Yerush straight, because a grandson, Bnei Bonim Areu Kibonim. Brothers, the Pashtus, they're not Yerush from each other. The brother is only Yerush the father. The Nafkamina is like this. When a person is Yerush from his father, before he takes possession of the assets, there's a lien on the Nechosim. His father died and left over Chavis. So the assets have to pay off the father's Chavis and he takes the remainder. That's Pashtus. Person leaves over a house, and there's a mortgage on the house. A certain value in the house belongs to the one who has the mortgage. So the bank account you'll clear out, you'll pay off the house, and then the son will walk away with whatever's left. That's Pashut. What happens, let's say Reuven died, or let's say Yaakov died. Reuven, his son, predeceased him, and now Reuven has a son, Chanoich. Chanoich is being a Yerush Yaakov. If we look at Chanoich as being a Yerush of Yaakov, okay, let's say Yaakov died and he was financially in good shape. So his house, his bank account, his assets go straight to Chanoich, his grandson. But what happens if we look at it? That Chanoich is not really being Yerush from Yaakov. Chanoich is being Yerush from Reuven Bakeva, who is being Yerush from his father. So what happens if Reuven has Chavis? So then Chanoich Yashin, but he has to first pay off, liquidate whatever his father owed. But if we look at it, that Yaakov is merged straight to Chanoich, we could disregard Reuven. So the Pashtus is that when Yaakov dies, it goes straight to Chanoich, disregard Reuven. But when two brothers are Yerush from each other, you have to reckon with the father's Chavis. Certainly, if the Yerusha will go to a first cousin, it'll work the same way. Person dies, he doesn't have children. His next of kin, he doesn't have, his father's not alive, his brothers are not alive. So what happens? His father is Yerush from him, Bakever. His father's not alive. His father doesn't have brothers. He's an only child, and his father died before him. Go back to his grandfather, Bakever, who died many years before, and now the grandfather is Yerush to his sons, which is really the person that we started with, uncle. Reuven died. He doesn't have children. There's no Chanoich. Yaakov predeceased him. You have to go back to Yitzchak, and you have to go to the brother of Yaakov. And it's really the Reuven's assets will go to his uncle. And what happens if there are no uncles? The previous generation already died. So he has a first cousin. And what happens if he doesn't have a first cousin because he had no uncles? So you have to go to second cousins, etc. That for sure is Derech Mishmush, and Chavis will have to be paid from each person who it's going through his hands. That's the complication over here of the Sugya of Mishmush, and how it plays itself out in these cases. Now let's go further. So far we've seen the familial relation of a person who died to his children, a person who died to his father, a person who died to grandsons or a grandfather, or to siblings, and mamela, any familial relationships that go with that. Now we have to add another knech. Ho'ish es imoy. Even though we said that legabi hilch sirusha mishpachas ha'av is mishpacha, mishpachas ha'em does not have a halachic status insofar as Hilchus Yerusha is concerned. A person has a half-sister from his mother, not from his father. His sister will not be Yerush. She'll be sitting shiva for him. She'll mourn him. They were siblings, but she will not be Yerush. It could go to his third cousin, twice removed, Derech Mishmush, a cousin that he never met, he never will meet, and not go to his sibling. Ironic, but Mishpachas Ohav is Mishpacha, Mishpachas Ohaim Enoi. However, that does not preclude that when a woman has Nechosim, that her Nechosim go to her sons. And this is what we meant before when we said Havaras Nachlois, that if Benois Salofchot would marry out of the Shevet, and they would marry from Shevet Ephraim, then Nechosim that really was supposed to go to Shevet Menashe, to Tzlofchot, will go to their daughters. The daughters would marry a Bnei Ephraim. They would die. Their Nechosim would be taken over by their children, by their sons who are of Mishevet Ephraim. That's Havoras Nachlois. So the Mishnah says, Ovei ha'ish es imoy, and it should be pointed out, the Chiddush, like we said, is that the mother could be from a different Shevet, and still the son is Yerush. The son, by the way, of course, has Kedima over his sister. A son Yerushin is his mother, not a sister, if the son's not alive. There are no sons, I'm sorry. Then it goes to the daughters. Now, what's important to note is that the son is considered Mishpachas Ho'em, even though they're from a different Shevet, because she married to the Shevet of the father. Even, by the way, if she's not married anymore, her son Yashins her. But a mother does not Yashin sons. What happens if somebody dies and he doesn't have children, L'chor, his next of kin is his mother, Nishtemes. His mother is not his next of kin. Next of kin goes mi mishpacha so'av, not mi mishpacha so'im. The Lomdim say that there's a tifkat here. When a son is Yerush, his mother, it's taka not midin mishpacha. It's midin, we pointed out the sprach before, brok kara davur. The relationship of a son with a child is mishpacha, yes, but it's also more than that. A son with a child is the son takes over the father. Brok kara davur. You don't have that if it's derech mishmush and the Yerush is going to a cousin. Yerush derech mishmush is a din mishpacha, not a din kara de. Mashenken, a son is kara and also kara de ime. A mother is certainly not kara de bro. So Mele, she doesn't yash no son mishpacha, she's not the same mishpacha. Kara, mother is not bimkoim the son. Now the Mishnah adds another din, which is a completely separate din. V'ho ish es ishtoi. Yerusha's a husband to a wife. A wife doesn't yarshin a husband, but a husband yarshins a wife. Yerushas, a husband of a wife, is certainly not midin mishpacha. They're not from the same family. They were married to each other. Chazal darshin, the pasuk that says over there, nesatem snachlos l'sheir, it's talking about somebody who doesn't have children. The pasuk says over there, v'mein achim la'oviv, he doesn't have immediate family, nesatem snachlos l'sheir akor velov, to his close relative. Sheir chazal darshin is a physical relationship that's not based on common ancestry. Prime example of that is a husband and a wife. So l'sheiroi, like shek sus anoino, also means a physical relationship between a husband and a wife. L'sheiroi akarvalov means Yerusha Sabal. However, there is a machloikis, a major machloikis in the sugis. And again, common afkaminis in Perek HaKoysev, it's a big sugi, it's a sugi over here. Whether Yerusha Sabal is ishto is deiraiso, or the above-mentioned Rosh is only an asmachta. Machlokes Rishonim had a paskin. It's certainly not midin mishpocha. It's a din that the husband has schusei neches by his wife. The wife doesn't have that relationship with the husband. Therefore, there's no such thing as a wife being Yerusha husband. But a husband is Yerusha's wife. So let's say the case before. If Benoy Salofchad marry out of Menashe, so then who gets the Yerusha? We said the sons. But if she has a husband, it goes to her husband. It's the same idea. It's a havaros nachal because of that. Ubnei achoyos noichlin v'loy manchilin. These words noichlin v'loy manchilin are going on these three cases. Hoish es imoy is a one-sided relationship. Like we said, a mother doesn't yarish her son, so it's a mother is manchil v'loy noichil. Hoish es ishtoy, a wife is not yarishing her husband, so it's the wife is manchil v'loy noichil. The third case of manchil v'loy noichil, what the Mishnah calls a neichel v'loy manchilin, of the husband being yerush neichel from the wife, or the son from the mother is neichel v'loy manchilin. The third case is b'nei achoyos. What is b'nei achoyos? The son of a sister, a nephew. Now, the nephew could yarshin his uncle, because what happens if an uncle dies? A person has an elderly uncle, never didn't have children, not sons, not daughters. So who's his next of kin? If he has a brother, so Derek, his father, would straight the brothers. He's married his brother. Let's say he doesn't have a brother. So now do this Derek Mishmush. Even if we say, by the way, that two brothers are Yerush each other, but a sister is Yerush. There's no such thing as a brother and a sister are not Yerushim Zezah. Maybe brothers you could look at as straight Yerusha. A brother to a sister is certainly only that the brother, if he doesn't... A person, if he doesn't have a brother, he doesn't have sons, obviously, otherwise it would go to his sons or his daughters. So now it goes to his father. His father, Bakever, Derech Mishmush, is married to his daughter if he doesn't have sons. So ultimately, a person who doesn't have a brother, his Yerusha will go to his sister, Derech the father. Like we said, it's going to go Derech Mishmush from the father. Now, let's say his sister had died already. It'll go to her children, Bakever. So the nephew, even though he's not from the same mishpacha, because mishpacha same ain't a mishpacha with his maternal uncle, however, he could yarshin, really, he's getting it from his mother, who got it from his grandfather, who got it from his son. But the nephew, if he died, will not be manchel to his uncle, because his Yerusha goes derech mishpachas av, v'le mishpachas ein. Now the Mishnah continues. These are the cases of manchilim and loy noichlin. Hoyisho as banel, a woman does not have a schus to biyorish her sons. The hoyisho as bail, a woman doesn't yashin her husband. Vachei ho'em, the brother of a person's mother, his maternal uncle, like we said before, doesn't yashin from him. Manchilim and loy noichlin. Now lechera, we just said this before. When we said these three cases, Neichlin v'lai manchilin, why do we have to repeat that those three on the other side of the relationship, manchilin v'lai neichlin, it's a Mishnah Sheni Tzvika. So you could say that it's, in Echanami, the Mishnah is just rounding it out. There's a Tesefes Chiddish that the Rishonim, based on the Gemara, you look at the Tes Yomtiv, is Moisiv. Very interesting idea. Since we said that a son doesn't yarshin his mother, midin mishpocha, there's no mishmush. If a son is yashning his mother, it's midin bro kara di'ime. In that case, if the son died before his mother, an old almana died, she's independently wealthy. She has a son, she had a son, the son died before. L'chayru bakeva, we should say that the Yerusha goes to her son, but her son died already. So now her wealth should go to his brothers that are from a father which have no shakas with the mishpacha of the mother. Or even further, to add insult to injury, his Yerusha from his mother when she died, and he's bakever, he's going to be marriage to his second cousin. No. The din mishpacha doesn't kick in, and the son doesn't yashin from his mother to give it over, to be maver to his family. If the son predeceased the mother and he has a son, so the son could yarshin his father, not midin mishpacha, midin bro kara davur. Bro kara davur means a grandson and a son are the same thing. So if an older woman died, her son unfortunately passed away before, the Yerusha goes to her grandson or her granddaughter, same idea. If there are no grandsons, a granddaughter. But not to his mishpacha, derech her. Mishnah finishes off, the Achim min ha'em, two brothers, but their Achva is only from their mothers, and I consider Mishpacha and Pashas Yerusha. They have nothing to do with each other in Hilchos Yerusha. Mishnah Beis is commentary on everything we just said. Say the Nachlas Kachu, and the Mishnah brings, uncharacteristically, the Mishnah over here does bring the Loshna Apostolic. Ish ki yomusu ben ein loy. If he doesn't have a son, so then the Havar is not like we explained before, to the daughter. In that context, clearly what the Mishnah is saying is that that's a Havara, but the proper Yerusha is to a son. Bein koidim labas, but the Mishnah adds a chiddush. V'chol yoytze yirecha shel ben koidim labas. A person dies, and he has seven daughters, and he has one son that predeceased him. The son be'etzem is his yerush, brokar davur, even though he's bakever, he still has kedima over his sisters. The nafkamina that is that the Yerusha will go to the son bakever to then give over to his children. Person lost a son that was newly married and he left over an infant son. The infant son has been raised by his mother, he's been out of the family. Think about it, he's been living on the other side of the world, the mother remarried. There's no contact between the grandfather all the years and the enikel who's father died tragically. He has seven daughters that are living with him, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. He dies. The choik, the Torah calls over here, Pashas Yerusha, is lachukas mishpot. There's a choik also. Does make sense. It doesn't make sense to us, of course. But there's a choik how Pashas Yerusha works. The children of that son, who never knew their grandfather, that means great-grandchildren, of somebody who died, are the sole Yerushim, Bimkoim, where all their cousins that they never met, that are daughters of the grandfather who died, don't yashin. A ben has kedima kol yoytzi yirechesh al ben koidim labas. Bas koidemis la'achin, a daughter is the Bimkoim if there are no sons, and a daughter, Yerusha, she becomes the kara davur, the mishpachas ho'av, before we go to the brothers or to the fathers. Yoytzi yirecha shal bas koimun la'achin. If a person dies, and he had a daughter that predeceased him, and he has enikluch, even if they're from a different shevet, they are his yashim. That already is something that we can understand. Enikluch come before other familial relationships. Achim koidmin lachei ha'av. Brothers come before uncles because they're a step before. Yoytzin yerechin shel achin koidmin lachei ha'av. A person could have an uncle that he's close with, and he could have a great-great-nephew that he never met. The great-great-nephew is a grandson of this person who now died's brother. The Yerusha doesn't go to his uncle. It goes down, not up. Yoytzi Yerechen Shal Achin, all descendants, even if it's two generations removed, Koidmin Lacheyav, before the uncle. Zehakal, Kol HaKoidim B'Nachla Yoytzi Yerechen Koidmin, whoever is in the Parshas Nachla first in line, his children are bimkoimoy to yashin his spot of being first in line. They're koidmin. The ho'av, a father is koidmin l'chol yaitzi yirechoy. A father gets the Yerusha of his son that died before all of his descendants. Not before yaitzi yirechoy of the mess. Before yaitzi yirechoy of the father. We'll just reiterate that this noichlin u'manchilin is not a kinyan. And therefore, everything that we're talking about, where a person is Yerush Bakever, and with that, it could go to a first cousin, a second cousin, a third cousin. You'll ask, a mace never is never koina. How could a person be koina and then give it over to his grandchild? That is not being koina. The Schus Yerusha is a familial connection. The ownership of the Nechosim will be a Midi de Memela. But what we're talking about really over here in Sein and Aklois is to define the familial relationship, which is important in Hilchis Yerusha.